Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. And don't forget this weekend, as the Run to the Roses is on at the Kentucky Derby. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. It's my NFL draft special. You know it. I had to highlight him. He's from my hometown. Kevin Austin, fourth round, 138 overall to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Mr. Football. And to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen. Thank you. This video, I am so happy, so proud. The 901, the University of Memphis, Memphis State, Ernest Gray, Jerome Woods, Tim Harris, Tony Pollard, Eric Harris, Keith Simpson, Orange Mound, Barry Wilburn, former Steeler, now head football coach at Melrose High School, Cedric Wilson. I can name them all, but I can say this. There were some great receivers drafted this past weekend. But for the Steelers to get my man, you know I'm proud. I'm going to get right to it. Now, I know that, and I'm not really throwing a shot, but I'm just saying we play football down in the South, too. We got football players down in Memphis. But I noticed there wasn't no receivers drafted from Florida State and Florida this past weekend. I'm just saying. Two highly productive programs. But I'm just saying, but Kevin Austin ran that 4.39 at the combine. Then that career, the Steeler Nation was looking at the 156 receptions, 2,500 yards receiving, 16.3 yards a catch, 22 touchdowns, an explosion at 5'8". And he's going to the Steelers. See, the head coach, Mike Tomlin, give you some history. See, Mike Tomlin has a connection to the 901. So he had to call down there and some friends he had in Memphis and say, what's up with this Kevin Austin kid? Because, see, Mike Tomlin's first job ever in coaching, he was the quality control guy at the University of Memphis in 1996. Check his resume. And he said, you know what? I got to get faster on the outside. And I need me somebody in that Tariq Hill type of mode, Jalen Waddle. But I'm going to tell you what he was looking at. He was looking at somebody that when I was a football fan of my team's the Dallas Cowboys, and I used to watch the Cowboys back in the 70s. I know my man, Mr. Mike Tomlin, is saying, I'm seeing Terry Metcalf too. I'm seeing them St. Louis Cardinals of 75 with Jim Hardy at quarterback. I'm seeing Mel Gray. He used to give me nightmares because he used to kill the Cowboys. J.V. Kane, who died but was young at the time, athletic tight end. That Cardinal offense was serious. Mike Tomlin saw Kevin Austin. Terry Metcalf, too. Long Beach State. And he had a son that played at Texas, Eric. That was crazy with the Cleveland Browns. And you're going to Pittsburgh. It's going to be some partying. It's going to be Steeler Nation. Your offense is going to be uncontrollable. I'm sorry, Big Ben Roethlisberger, you retired. But it's now. It's a new regime. It's a new something finna take over. It's called offense in Pittsburgh. Look what the Steelers have done. They took the best quarterback, the most safest quarterback, Kenny Pickett. And he can get it there. Fifth-year starter, 12,000 yards, 81 touchdowns. Then you got Chase Claypool, who's going to be ascending into that star status. Notre Dame in the house. Last year, 59 receptions, 860 yards. Then you end up and you get lucky. You get the Freakazoid out of Georgia by way of Hoover, Alabama. His initials are GP, George Pickens. I got nightmares. All I think about is that catch. He made in the national title game against Alabama. 15 yards a catch, 14 touchdowns career. And then you got the man from Roll Tide, Richmond, California. Najee Harris, that had over 1,200 yards rushing. 74 receptions, 467 yards. Oh, my God. It's going to be serious in that Central Division. Kenny Pickett is ready to play. The second coming is coming back. Antonio Brown. Santonio Holmes. Lynn Swan. John Stallworth. Pittsburgh is going to be more deadly offensively. The greatest show on turf, too. Torrey Hope, Isaac Bruce, Marshall Faulk, I see it. And they got my man representing the 901, University of Memphis, Mr. Calvin Austin. He's going to be serious. I know everybody in the draft liked it. Jalen Tolbert out of South Alabama. I know everybody likes Sky Moore out of Western Michigan. I know they liked the Ohio State brothers. That's why they won the first round, Garrett Wilson and Chris Avila. I know they liked my boy Treylon Burks' pick, Sweet University of Arkansas. But I'm telling you, the most explosive receiver in the draft might be Mr. Calvin Austin. And man, Mr. Trubisky, I don't see you starting. Kenny Pickett, you walking into a wonderful, wonderful situation. And it's going to be on in the city of Pittsburgh. Franco Army is coming back. Antonio Brown, I'm sorry. You're going to be an afterthought. Juju Sister Smith, Cecil Smith, you made a mistake. Mike Tomlin, you're going to get it right. The Rooney family. Kevin Austin in the slot. George Pickens on the outside with size. Chase Claypool with size. Confidence all over the place. Najee Harris, a bull in the backfield. And you got the man, the good looking, the all-star boy, Kenny Pickett running the show. I'm jealous. I'm jealous. Steeler Nation is going to rise to another level. Mike Tomlin, outstanding pick. Kevin Austin III is going to be a football player. Out of my hometown, the 901, the University of Memphis. Amazing. In 2022, we did not have a receiver drafted from Florida, state of Florida. Woo-hoo! David Porter, Isaac Hayes, stack records!
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. Kevin Austin is going to have an enormous impact with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that offense is going to go to another level. Ted Metcalf, Mel Gray, Terry's son, Eric Metcalf, the greatest show on turf, Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt. My final words. Like the great Horace Brown, I got to do it today. One for the money, two for the show, three to get the honeys. Here we go. One for the money, two for the show, three to get the honeys. Here we go. Kevin Austin to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cameron Haywood, I know you're an outstanding defensive end. You just got your money with the Steelers. But the Steeler Nation is going to have to take a step over here and let that black and gold offense do its thing. Len Swan. Y'all be blessed. 100 yards of football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.